Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi continues in the first chapter of Sukkah, Mishnah Zion, Mishnah 7. Now, yesterday we talked about using boards, like 2x4s, even wider, as schach for a sukkah, and that large boards were pasul according to everyone, looks like a roof. Now, Mishnah Zion gets into, what about a roof? For instance, if you have a screened-in porch in the back, and it has sort of a, you know, not a gishmaka roof, but we'll see, a bit of a roof, could you do something to that to make that area, that room, into a sukkah? So Mishnah Zion, Tikra She'ein Aleihem Maziva, a roof with no plaster on it. So it's not painted, it's not plaster, it's just boards. Rabbi Yehuda says you could fix this up. Beit Shammai Omer, Beit Shammai would say, Mefokpek Benota Echad Bintayim. So loosen up all the boards, move them out of their position, you know, loosen the nails and move them around, and take every other board. And those gaps you're going to fill in with kosher schach, with other schach materials that are totally kosher. Uvetilo Omrim and Bethilo would say, Mefakpek O Notel Achat Bintayim. You can either loosen up all the boards and then just put them back on the roof. Once they've been moved, you've made it into a sukkah, and you no longer have a problem of Tase Velomina Asui. You don't have a ready-made sukkah, you're now making your sukkah, Lashem sukkah. O Notel Achat Bintayim, or you take every other board and fill in with kosher schach. Of course, this is talking about when these boards are not too big to make them pasul according to everyone. These are boards that are kosher for Rabbi Yehuda. They're not more than 4 tefachim, or they're less than 4 tefachim. Rather, 4 tefachim would be pasul for Rabbi Yehuda. But by moving the boards from their location and or filling in kosher schach, you've resolved the problem of gezerah tikra, of it looks just like a normal roof, and you've also resolved the problem of taseh lo na'asui. Rabbi Meir Omer, the Mishnah concludes, no te'achem time v'ein mefakbek. He says it wouldn't work just to loosen the boards and move them around. You'd have to take every other board and fill in with kosher schach. And this is Rabbi Meir l'shitaso. Rabbi Meir's opinion is that roof boards are not acceptable schach at any point, even if you put them there l'shem sukkah. So you really need to take every other board. And really the Mefarshim say you take a little bit more than every other board. So the majority of the roofing is done with kosher schach. That would make Rabbi Meir happy. On to Mishnah Ches. Hamkare sukkato b'shipudim. Somebody roofs over his sukkah with a shipud. Now a shipud is a wonderful invention. It allows us to grill meat over the fire. It is like a spit, like a metal spit. And this is a kli, so it's not good schach. O barucha damita, or the long boards that are under the bed. You know, they're part of the bed frame. So they're also, even though they're a flat board, and even if they're not the large size that's pasul for schach, they are a kli because they're part of the bed frame. So these are definitely both pasul, but im yesh revach b'nehem, if there's space in between these spits or these boards, kimotan, the same size as them, really, in reality, a little bit bigger, kasherin. So you're going to fill in these gaps between the pasul schach with kosher schach, and you're going to have majority, you're going to end up with majority kosher schach, and you'll be okay. L'chatchila, you don't want to use these things for your sukkah roof, you want to use them for your bed frame and for grilling your meat to have a delicious suda. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, ha-hotet begodish, someone carves out a haystack. So he was looking for a needle, and he was digging out the middle of the haystack and leaving the sides and the top of the haystack intact. Lasot bo sukkah, to make a sukkah, really. He's trying to make a sukkah. Eina sukkah. So this haystack is not a kosher sukkah, even if you removed the straw in the middle, working your way in, and made like a teepee kind of shape. Now the reason here is that this haystack was not originally made as a sukkah or for shade. It was made as a haystack. So the main part of making the sukkah is the placing of the schach. Here he's hollowed out underneath the top, underneath the schach, and even though hay is kosher schach, but he didn't move that hay on top, on that roof area, l'shem sukkah, l'shem schach, so it's still l'shem pile of hay, and it's possible as a sukkah. Yashar kochachem, zay gesund.